Orcas Island by Amory Kimmerly. The ticket booth directs us to a lane marked 14. The dock is buzzing with people, talking, tailgating, and some engines whirring in order to keep cool from the summer heat. The ferry has landed, and as soon as it has come, people have flooded it, bubbling with excitement. The deckhands close the gate and prepare to depart. We are on our way to Orcas. A deep whistle sounds for our final departure, and we are off. From the summer heat, all the passengers crowd to the rails and snap pictures and get some air. After the hour and a half ride, we end up at Moran State Park. Usually it's already dark by the time we reach the campsite, but as soon as we jump out of the car, my friends and I are grabbing the canoe and paddling out through Cascade Lake. Once the water is still, we jump off and break the surface of the Erie Lake. "Let's go! Come on! Let's go to the lake now!" Shouts fill our campsite, and my sister runs around while plates clatter as they are shoved into the back of the car after we have devoured our breakfast. My friends and I run down the road past the boat rentals and onto the dirty trail that goes around the lake. We drop our towels and dive in. A few yards away, the highest cliff hangs over the water, casting a dark shadow. "Let's go!" "Where?" "Off there," cries one of my friends, pointing to the jagged overhang. We pull ourselves out of the water and climb through the rocks and trees to arrive at the tiny landing. We jump in the order of the arrival. I was going last. She backs up to the rock wall and bounds forward, pushing off the bit of land that keeps us from falling. My turn. I stand looking down at her in the water a good 20 to 25 feet below me. One, two, three. No, wait. One, two, three, four. Crush. It was all over. We had plummeted and had crushed. Now sitting safely on the tree ledge, we look over the path that led us to a new tradition.